This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha beginning today to attend the All India Conference of Director Generals of Police and Inspector Generals of Police in Bhubaneswar. Odisha is hosting the event for the first time, which will be attended by the Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories, as well as Chiefs of CRPF, RAW, NSG, Intelligence Bureau and SPG. Apart from Mr. Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also scheduled to attend the conference. The DGP's conference is likely to discuss important issues such as internal security, cybercrime, the Maoist menace, challenges posed by AI tools, the latest threats from drones and counter-terrorism, among other matters. Maharashtra caretaker Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday to discuss about the government formation in the state. On the occasion, Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda was also present. Mr. Eknath Shinde has already said that he would not be an obstacle in the government formation in the state and go by the decision of the BJP central leadership regarding the top post in the state. The BJP-led Mahayuti has registered a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. Union Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has launched the first tranche of offshore mineral blocks auction in New Delhi. The first tranche of auction includes 13 mineral blocks spanning across the Arabian Sea and the Andaman Sea, featuring a mix of minerals such as construction sand, lime mud, and polymetallic nodules and crusts. These minerals are critical for infrastructure development, high-tech manufacturing, and the green energy transition. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said, "Very few countries in the world opt for offshore mining, and India has joined the league." Mr. Reddy added that the demand for critical minerals like cobalt, nickel, copper and manganese is increasing rapidly and in the future it will increase further in India. Mr. Reddy added offshore mining will not only strengthen the country's mineral health but will also unlock the blue economy. He announced that very soon India will launch its critical minerals mission, which will ensure the country's global presence and strengthen the domestic supply chain. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh has said that the government is aiming to increase the turnover of the country's textile industry to $350 billion by the year 2030. The minister, who is on a visit to textile city Surat, shared a review meeting with officials of the central and state governments in Surat yesterday evening and took stock of the progress of PM Mitra Park to be established in Navsari. The mega integrated apparel park in Navsari will boost the textile industry of Gujarat and the country, creating huge employment opportunities in the entire South Gujarat region. The minister is scheduled to visit Fairdale Textile Park in Surat today. In the evening, Mr. Singh will participate in the roadshow to promote Bharat Tex 2025 in Surat in the evening. The deep depression in South Bay of Bengal is expected to move northwards from today and will cross between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry tomorrow morning. The warning of heavy rainfall in the coastal districts of the state continues for two more days. The regional head of the Met Department has said that the sea will continue to remain boisterous and strong winds are likely in some of the areas. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the seas till 2nd of December. NDRF, SDRF and Coast Guard have been alerted and are on standby position to meet any eventuality. India has bolstered its partnership with Zambia by supplying medical equipment to support the nation's healthcare system. The consignment of medical supplies departed from Mumbai yesterday. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that the consignment consisting of hospital beds, operation theatre tables, infant incubators and resuscitators, anesthesia machines and other products departed Nhar Sheva Port, Mumbai yesterday. In a nail-biting encounter, defending champions India triumphed over Japan with a 3-2 scoreline in the Men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 hockey tournament in Muscat, Oman yesterday. The victory marks India's second consecutive win in Pool A following their dominant